Hiya, is that Tanya?
Yeah.
Hiya, this is Francesca calling from INS Law regarding the encroachment of the Scottish Redress Scheme. Is now a good time to talk?
Not at the moment, though, sorry.
No, is there a better day or time that I can give you a call back?
What are you needing to dis what are you needing information from, sorry?
So it's regarding the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Will it take long?
Roughly about half an hour.
All right, okay.
Did you want me to give you a call back or are you free
No,
now?
it's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So before we begin, I just need to take some details off you for data protection. Is that okay? Yeah. So would I be able to get your full name, please?
Yep, it's Tanya McCush.
Yeah, and have you ever been known by any of the previous names? So whilst you're in care or any name
No.
changes? No.
No.
And your date of birth?
It's the 9th of March, 1984.
The 9th, yeah.
Yep, for her.
And your current address?
It's 47 McKelvey Road, Oban. And it's PA34 4GB.
And do you recall your address prior to being placed into care?
How do you mean, sorry? The
So,
address that I left at.
Before you were in care, yeah, or the area, or as much as you can remember.
When I was there, or do you mean prior to going there?
Prior
Sorry.
to being placed into care, yeah.
Oh, so it would have been 12B Cornbury, Denali, Oban.
What was that, 12B car?
Cornbury.
Cornbury. Oban.
Cornbury.
Yeah.
Denali, Oban. I don't know the postcode.
That's okay, no problem. Just dropping it all on the file. Go. Perfect. Just bringing it up so I can find the postcode, that's all. And do you recall your parents' names?
My real parents.
Yes, yeah, so birth parents.
Oh,
And what would your mother's name be?
Marlon Barr, Marlyn Barr.
Yeah, and your father?
Roderick McCush.
And are you registered with the GP at the moment? Yeah, would I be able to take the name of your practice?
Yep, it's Lawn Medical Centre, Oban.
Long.
Lawn, Lorne, actually.
And is it Soroba Road?
That's right,
Just let you know as well, so all calls are recorded for quality and training purposes. And regarding contacting you, so it's usually via telephone, email, or text message. Are those all okay?
Email would be best, yes,
Email, yep, perfect. So I appreciate the discussion experiences relating to this application could be quite difficult and upsetting. So if you need to take a break at any point, please let me know, or if you need any explanation or support, okay? And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you wish to make me aware of?
I am dyslexic,
Okay, no
but
problem. So the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the scheme to you. We'll go through your options, explain how INS Law operates, we'll cover the funded and fees, and then gather initial information to assess whether and how we can assist you. Is that all okay?
That's fine.
So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st December 2004. So I want to make sure that you understand all of your options before you decide whether to instruct us. So you are entitled to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. So they pay directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with the application. So mm-hmm. under the government scheme, the solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for assisting you, regardless of whether you're successful or not. So with this, so we're INS Law, so we do not operate under the statutory scheme, so we don't claim the government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we're not paid by the government for assisting you. So would I just be able to double check at this stage that you've not instructed any of the solicitors or had any contact regarding the redress scheme?
No.
No problem. So our agreement, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. So if you are successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and then a success fee. However, the total fees, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payment. So you'll never pay more than that agreed cap.
Okay.
So is that all okay? Do you have any questions so far?
No.
No problem. So it's important that I've got to make clear that we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. So the scheme operates on a discretionary basis. So I can explain that in greater detail during the call as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you decide to instruct us, so what we assist with, so we go through your eligibility to apply to the scheme. Then we prepare and submit the initial application. And then following communication mm-hmm. from redress, we gather and review all of the evidence. And then we prepare and submit the final application following a witness statement with you. And then mm-hmm. we do all the correspondence with the scheme, and then we can advise you on any offers made. We'll explain the statutory waiver if an award is offered. And then if you're unhappy with the outcome, we can assist you then with any reconsideration or review processes within the scheme as well.
Mm-hmm.
So regarding the statutory waiver, so we'll explain it before you decide whether to accept anything. And it is important because it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters if you accept the award. So you're never uh-huh. expected to accept the offer without fully understanding the consequences. Mm-hmm. So can I just confirm that you've understood everything so far? Do you have any questions?
No, that's fine.
So if you decide to proceed, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement with us. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose as well, we can begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, perfect. And just so we're able to formally act for you as well, we'll require proof of identity for verification purposes. So we'll need a copy of a photo ID and then a proof of address dated within 3 months of today's date. Uh-huh. Are you able to provide photo ID?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So I'll send over an email regarding what you can send over about that following this phone call, okay?
Okay.
So just a few more questions and then we'll move on to the case settings.
Mm-hmm.
So have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses that you wish to make me aware of?
No.
No, no problem. And regarding your application, you're able to add a beneficiary. So if anything was to happen to you, we'd be in contact with them. Would you like to add one? You can also do this at a later date if you'd rather.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about that a little bit.
Yeah, no problem. And have you received any relevant payments? So criminal injuries, compensation related to the abuse, court-ordered damages, or any
no.
advance payment scheme?
No.
No? And do you have any criminal convictions?
No.
No? No problem. So moving on to the care settings now. So would you be able to let me know the names of the settings you were placed in with approximate time that you were there?
Yeah, so this is the thing. So would it have to be like in a care, like obviously you say a care setting, would it have to be like a children's home? Or because we were in with foster parents?
Yeah, so foster care is an approved like an approved care setting for the redress scheme.
Uh-huh.
So would you be able to just let me know why you were placed into there or what the circumstances surrounding it?
So basically, my mum, she had mental health problems, and when I came home from school one day, she wasn't in the house. She'd been taken away by police, and my little brother was with the social work, and we were just taken away. They said like she was in a mental hospital. She needs to get her tablets sorted out. So we got placed into with these foster carers. They were not far from Oban. I think they were at Galavik. So
okay.
I can't even remember their names.
That's okay.
But they were out in Galavik, so that was like maybe 40 minutes from Oban. 30, 40 minutes. We were there for about 6 weeks, and then we got moved to, where did we go next? We then went to Kilcreggan with another set of foster parents.
And where was that one, sorry?
Kilcreggan.
Kilcreggan, did you say?
No, Kilcreggan.
Kill.
And we were there for 18 months.
Okay. And when were you first placed into foster care? Do you remember how old you were?
I think it was 1993. I can't remember the exact date.
That's okay. So as long as we got the approximate, and then once then we can gather your records, we should then be able to get the time frame and things like that. That's okay.
I can remember I got home, I think it was 1990, I think it was 1994 we got home. So it must have been about, I think it was August 1994 we got home, so it must have been about 1993 sometime, I can't remember the exact date.
So the second one was 1993 as well, yeah?
That's what I'm saying. So it all started, we went to the Galavik, and then we went to that place after it.
Okay.
In Kilcreggan. Uh-huh.
So regarding your time at each of these settings, so would you be able to go through how you felt while you were there, any instance you can recall?
Yeah, so there was a girl there, her name was Adele, and she had a younger brother and an older brother. And obviously I had my younger brother as well.
Yeah.
So the man, he's actually been charged with abuse of children that was in there. And they had came to me at that time. I think it was I can't even remember. I was in high school, so I think it was, I can't actually remember the exact age.
Was he charged before you were placed with him, or after?
No, it was after. So basically, when I was there, the girl Adele was telling, like, she used to, she used to hit me and things like that, so that we were told to stay in, and so that we were both get sent to our room, and I didn't know, I just thought, like, there's something wrong with this girl.
So she used to hit you. Why did she hit you, sorry?
So that we would get sent to our rooms, like, because we shared a room. I didn't realise that she was doing this because she was trying to protect herself, because before I was there, she was always getting sexual abuse from him.
Yeah.
So she would, like, hit me so that we would get put to our room, so that she used to say, if you're here, then he won't do it.
Yeah.
And then obviously I didn't, obviously I was only young at the time, so I didn't know whether to believe it or not. And you know, because
yeah.
I think I was about 9, 10, you know, it's not something I had like knew anything about.
Yeah.
And I can remember we were in the house one day, and she was away to Bali, and she came back, and he crashed the car. Basically, he'd abused her. He came up the stairs. She'd obviously, I knew what something had gone on, and basically, we all got hit for it. And then obviously there was an investigation. Oh, it was a few years later, and the police had came and said, you know, did she ever tell you about this? And I said, yes.
Yeah.
But obviously, I was 9 at the time, and then they maybe came when I was about 14, 15, actually. This is how long it took. So,
yeah.
And obviously, they were asking about it then. But I know that he actually went through prison. But it was just, you know, you were all scared because, you know, they put their hands on your legs. You didn't realise that these kind of things were wrong. Do you know what I mean? Not, I don't mean wrong, but you trusted.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And now when you think about it, now that you're older, you think that's actually disgusting.
Yeah.
Aye.
So he would touch you inappropriately, and at the time,
uh-huh.
you didn't realise.
Yeah. You just didn't think, because you think these people are, in the, like, you know, they were, you went from the social work department, you know, so they're meant to keep you safe, and you're thinking the
yeah.
people are going to put you with are going to be safe. Obviously, I was from a bit of a, like, turbulent background, because my mum had mental health, so we never really... I wouldn't say knew right from wrong, but we just didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. And you say you were constantly scared while you were there?
Yeah. And obviously I had to protect my little brother because he was only 2 at the time. So I couldn't leave him. I used to have to take him everywhere with me.
Yeah. Okay. And then we've gotten in the next one. So why did you leave that one? Is it because of the investigation?
Well, no, because obviously it all wasn't true. It wasn't all. They didn't know about it all at the time.
Okay.
So we left that one because it needed to be something that was a bit more long term. So I think that was just like short, like respite,
yeah.
Because they already had 3 children that they had full time. So then obviously we got put through. Mr. and Mrs. Wiley in Colcraigan.
What was that name, sorry?
Lyle. June and Ian Wiley.
Wiley.
Uh-huh.
Is that W-I-L-E-Y?
I'm not actually sure. W-Y, so I don't know.
That's okay. And was that June and Ian, did you say?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. And what was your time there like?
So, while she was okay, he was very handsy. again touching you inappropriately, taking you places on his own where you felt uncomfortable. And there was also a school teacher as well while I was there.
Were you homeschooled?
No, it was at the local. It was at the local primary school.
Okay.
Did
he come to the house, or is this happening in the school?
No, it was. It wasn't at the school. No, neither. It was when I said Mr. and Mrs. Riley, we used to go to the park.
Yeah.
There was like a swing park, and he was just there. And he used to say, oh, I know them, and, oh, come on, I'll give you a Carrico bag. And then one day he said to me, oh, I know a boy that fancies you, and I'm going to tell him tomorrow at school that I had my head, you had your legs between my head. And just touching inappropriately. And then I was just like, right, get me down, get me away from here. And again, he was also, his name was David, he was also put to prison. He was an art teacher.
And what school was this?
It was Kilcreggan Primary School.
And was there any forms of physical abuse or any other instance you can recall while you were there?
In the actual school?
With the foster parents.
Sorry, what?
So within the care with the foster parents, you said the woman was okay, but
yep,
the man was inappropriate.
Yep, but her. Just touching you, saying things. I remember he gave one of the other girls a black eye. It was just, you know, I don't know if it was because I was more just touched inappropriately and stuff like that, because they knew that I had a mouth for me, so not to take it too far. Do you know what I mean? But they still tried to see if, oh, we'll see how far we can get with her. Whereas, we didn't really, but still what they'd done was inappropriate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I should never have been put in that situation.
No.
Or tested like that as a kid. It's just disgusting. Just like, you know, comments, touching you in places that they're not meant to, like, you know, oh, your breast, that would be, oh, sorry about that, or the leg, or your thigh. You know, it's just,
yeah.
And when you think of it now, you just think, yeah, that's just, oh.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Okay. So regarding these statements now, so I've written up what we've spoken about. So it'll just be just like short, brief statements. And then further down the line then, once we gather all of the records and evidence and things like that, one of my colleagues on the evidence team will be in touch to do a further witness statement with yourself. So it'll be in more detail, just with more questions asked, things like that. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. And would it be some, would you rather speak to a woman about it, or are you okay with either or?
Either would be fine, I think. I'd probably feel more comfortable with a lady right now.
Okay. Just adding the statements to your file now. So in regards to these now, so I've written them all up and I've added them to your file. So the next thing now is just to go through the types of applications that we can submit on your behalf to redress. So there's two forms of application. So there's the fixed payment of £10,000 and it's a fixed amount regardless of the severity of abuse you suffered. Or there's the individually assessed payment up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed panel dependent on the level of abuse you suffered. So based on previous awards made by the scheme and everything we spoke about today, I'd like to pursue the individually assessed one for you, if that's okay? So the next step now for me to would be to send over some contracts for you. So it'll be a client care letter, conditional fee agreement, and a letter of authority, along with then part one and part two, so everything that we've spoken about today. And then if you're happy to proceed then, once you sign those contracts, I can get your application sent over to redress. And then there's also then the request for proof of address and proof of identity. And so if you'd like, so I can send over the contracts while you're on the phone and then help you with any questions, or you can go through them in your own time and get them signed.
I'll just go through them in my own time, that's fine.
So if you get a chance to look through them today, then I can get your application then sent over to redress by the afternoon. And then once we hear, then when we have any communication back from redress, we'll be back in touch. But other than that, so do you have any questions for me?
No.
No, no problem. Okay, so I'll get these sent over to you within the next 5 minutes, okay? Let me know if you have any problems. So they'll come through on email and text message, and it'll be a link. And then on the bottom of the screen, there'll be a box that says a number with fields required. And if you click on that, then it'll take you to all the pages that require a signature. So it'll just be like a tap to sign box that you draw the signature on with your finger. And then on the very bottom, then it'll say, so once you scroll all the way down, you'll be able to tick on this box that just says, just to authenticate your signature, proof that it's yours and everything like that. And then you should be able to submit. And then once you press that, then it should then come over to us. So I'll keep an eye out for it. But let me know if you have any questions or any problems, okay?
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time today. And then I will let you know when I send your application over, okay?
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.